From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Tuesday, July 16th. Homeless residents at the City of Chico's alternative campsite on Eaton and Cohasset Roads say a widespread illness is circulating at the encampment. They're concerned it's coming from the site's only water source. Butte County Public Health told NSPR yesterday the city's test of the water came back clean, but NSPR's Adia White reports that advocates say a lack of oversight has caused dangerous conditions.
About 50 makeshift tents and pop-up awnings fill the dirt lot. Old clothing and garbage is piled about as high as some of the tents. There are trenches dug in some places to keep the area from flooding during storms. A tall chain-link fence divides the encampment from the main roadway. There's no shade. Outside of the fence stand several portable toilets. In one of the corners is a water spigot with several hoses. It's the site's only water source. Homeless residents staying at the encampment say the situation is even more dire than what's able to be seen. They say most people staying there have been extremely ill and have had diarrhea for weeks.
There is human shit over the camp pretty much because no one can hold their bowels at all.
That's Cassandra. She's been living at the encampment for a little more than 6 months. She asked us not to use her last name, given the sensitive information she shared about the illness.
I've caught it like three or four times now. Like I go like a couple days where I'm okay, and then I'm back to being really sick.
Cassandra says she went to a local hospital when she first got sick. She was told she'd been exposed to Shigella, a bacteria that can cause bloody diarrhea.
It's healing really good.
Oh, good. It's looking better.
Darren Chapla is a registered nurse who works with the North State Shelter Team. He comes to the encampment at least once a week to do health evaluations, education, and minor wound care. It's the spigot that's causing concern. Residents and advocates worry it's the source of the circulating stomach illness, which Chapla says started about a month ago.
There were a few people that had gone to the hospital, and they had been tested and had been found positive for E. coli and Shigella.
He says both of those bacteria are very contagious and are spread by contact with surfaces and other people. He said facilities at the encampment are lacking.
Keeping the latrines free of clutter and really just kind of clean would help limit the source of infection.
Unhoused residents were the first to have concerns about the water, telling advocates they were scared they might get sick if they drank it. This led some community members to test the water with at-home kits. Three tests came back for coliform bacteria, which is an indicator of fecal water contamination. The results were sent to the city with a request that a professional sampler also test the water. Meanwhile, amid record-breaking triple-digit temperatures, the North State Shelter Team has been passing out bottled water and instructions on how to purify the water from the spigot.
Since we've been advising people to stop drinking the water here, the instances of stomach-borne illness have decreased.
The city had the results lab tested. City Manager Mark Sorensen told NSPR before the results came back that contamination on the spigot and not in the water was the likely cause. Butte County Public Health told NSPR yesterday that the results of the lab test of the water came back negative for both E. coli and total coliform bacteria. Chapla says he worried that fears of contamination at the water and any illness introduced at the site would cause people to become dehydrated, regardless of the source of the illness.
I was sick for 7 days.
Unhoused resident Michelle camps next to the water spigot and says she was one of the first to get sick. She also asked that NSPR not use her last name and said she was told at the hospital that Shigella was the culprit for her illness.
Day after I got out of the hospital, I woke up throwing up again and I was sick for 2 more days.
In May, a Shigella outbreak was reported at a homeless encampment in Oroville by the Butte County Public Health Department. A spokesperson for the department told NSPR that there was one confirmed case of Shigella at this encampment, but they said there had been no reported outbreaks. The department says it relies on reports from hospitals, laboratories, and other healthcare providers to make that assessment. Michelle says just before people started getting sick at the Chico site, law enforcement stopped by and passed out hand sanitizer.
So when they came out, they said that they had people in, that only the homeless in Orville had gotten it. But they knew that it was coming to the homeless here.
She says she's seen people wash out buckets of human waste at the spigot and wishes they would stop. There's only a handful of portable toilets at the site, which were put in by the city. Volunteers with the North State Shelter Team say they aren't clean. Photos confirm at least one had feces and toilet paper covering the floor. City Manager Mark Sorensen did not respond to requests for comment on whether the city cleans the portable toilets or if the city has a responsibility for doing so. The city's website says it will empty dumpsters and toilets at the site twice a week. Regardless of the source of the contamination, Michelle just wishes someone would do more to stop the people living there from getting sick.
They just don't give a f**k because we're homeless. And that's what it boils down to. If this happened at Chico State or Cali Park, it would already been done with. But no, we've had literally every person in this camp has been sick.
A spokesperson for Butte County Public Health said the department is the local public health agency for the entire county, but says it does not manage health conditions, but responds to when there is a threat to the population's health. They said a public health threat is not the same as a public health nuisance or concerns caused by individual choices. The city owns the property and did not respond to requests for comment on what agency is responsible for managing public health conditions at the site. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
In other news, residents across the country are still processing the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump over the weekend. That includes in places of worship. In Reading, resident Rachel Moore said the shooting came up during church on Sunday.
When the pastor prayed for Donald Trump being saved this week or not having been killed, there was a lot of woohoos from the crowd.
Moore, who described herself as liberal for the Reading area, said the assassination attempt and this year's election have prompted heated debate among her family and friends. But primarily, she was thankful that the former president survived. Several Chico residents NSPR spoke with said they believe the attempted assassination will only increase support for Trump going into the election this November. One said they felt the shooting will have no effect on the election. And Oroville is looking at a program that could save residents and businesses money on their electricity bills. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
At its meeting today, the Oroville City Council will discuss sending a letter of interest to join a community choice aggregation program. This program allows cities and counties to purchase energy from aggregators instead of utilities like PG&E. According to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record, Oroville has been working with Pioneer Community Energy, an aggregator which serves other communities in California. Pioneer will make a presentation at the council meeting, after which councilors will review a draft letter of interest. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Finally, the triple-digit heat wave scorching the North State has finally cooled off in some places, but the damage to the state's reservoirs is done. Billions of gallons of water in California has been evaporated by the intense heat. NSPR's Eric Adams has more.
More than 2 billion gallons of water from Shasta Lake evaporated over the 9-day heat wave that finally ended this week. According to reporting by the Reading Record Searchlight, Trinity Lake near Weaverville also lost water, nearly 830 million gallons, and Keswick Lake near Reading lost over 47 million. Officials told the news outlets these figures were substantial. They report some evaporation is expected in the summer, but not to the scale seen last week, when temperatures in Reading reached a record-breaking 119 degrees. The water in man-made Shasta Lake is primarily used for irrigation for farmers in the Sacramento and San Joaquin valleys. Shasta Dam is also a major source of electricity for the area. The paper reports officials are sounding the alarm that heat-driven evaporation is something to be concerned about, as longer, more intense heat waves are quickly becoming the new normal in California. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, July 16th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.